Since last autumn, nearly 63,000 Salvadoran, Honduran, and Guatemalan children have sought refuge in the United States. Poverty and violent crime are partially driving the outmigration, experts say. U.S. officials take them into custody, then dispatched to sponsors, in many cases relatives living in the United States, until their formal asylum hearing. According to the U.S. Refugee Office, more than 30,000 Central American minors are currently being sponsored in all 50 states. Of those, 166 children are in Arkansas. Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan has been watching the crisis at the border unfold.
And when I saw those children in the how they were housed, many of them were just sleeping in different places with blankets on them. I looked at those children, and many of those children were the same age as my grandchildren. And my heart went out to those children.
Over the past month, the mayor's been meeting with concerned citizens about becoming a declared sanctuary city. Staff at Mount Sequoia Methodist Episcopal Retreat Center in Fayetteville has offered to house children if necessary. Jordan says 6 months ago, before word even began to spread about the Central American child refugees, he and 80 partners from across the city signed on to a Compassion Fayetteville charter, joining 240 other communities worldwide, declaring themselves as compassionate places.
This city has always been a city that has been a very compassionate and caring city, and I truly believe that. That's the greatness of this city. I've also believed that our diversity is always our strength.
The mayor's mindful that the refugees are wards of the United States immigration system until their individual cases are decided. And to be clear, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, which has authority over placement, has not yet asked Arkansas for group housing assistance. Not everyone welcomes the migrants, however. Arkansas Republican State Senator Bart Hester issued a letter to Governor Mike Beebe saying the federal government has no right to send illegal immigrants to Arkansas without official state consent.
What's to say that's not going to be 322 in 6 months or 644 6 months later?
In his letter to the governor, Senator Hester says what's happening to these children is horrible, but their presence in Arkansas poses certain safety and public health risks.
We have laws, and just to say that we're going to skip laws for some people that are having a bad time back home, I mean, I am for immigration reform. People that want to come to America for a better life, that's why all of our ancestors came here. I think it ought to be an easier process and a quicker process. I'm not just for complete amnesty and allowing people just to flock to our country and not doing it the right way.
But congressional Republicans on August 1st refused to approve a $694 million border security bill that in part would have sped up deportation of Central American children arriving at the border. So more minors will likely be coming into Arkansas. Still, the situation appears to have eased a little. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says the number of children arriving at the U.S. border in July has declined to just over 5,000 compared to 10,000 in June. For KUAR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting in Fayetteville.